The warning that inflation is rising faster than expected has come from India's central bank. In a statement this week, the central bank said inflation could rise to 6.5% by March next year, more than double its target of about 3%. Experts say inflation is rising because a widespread drought this monsoon season affected crop production and pushed up food prices in the country. Commodity prices, such as steel, which had fallen due to the global financial crisis, are rising again. Economist P.K. Chaudhary with domestic rating agency ICRA says high inflation is worrisome for a country with a vast, poor population.
The daily necessities like food items, clothing and things like that, these are becoming very expensive for common man. So that is a cause of anxiety. Purchasing power in the common man is not very encouraging at this point of time.
Economists say the central bank will soon begin repealing some of the emergency measures put in place in wake of the global financial crisis in an effort to control inflation. As in most other countries, the government had pumped in billions of dollars and lowered interest rates to boost consumer demand and revive the economy. Although interest rates have not yet been raised, some experts anticipate a rate increase early next year. So far, Australia is the only country that has raised interest rates to control inflation. Indian industry leaders say they are concerned about the prospect of higher interest rates, saying it could impact an economy on the path to recovery. However, economist Chaudhary says that is unlikely to happen. He says India's economy is doing better than expected, with forecasts of a rise of 6% this year.
What was being estimated earlier, now even that has been re-estimated and revised upward. So that shows a lot of positive things happening. If you look at global recession also, the signs that are coming are that improvement everywhere. Now that also will have a cascading effect on Indian economy.
The impact of the global financial crisis was less severe on India compared to other Asian economies because Indian industry relies more on domestic demand than exports. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.